Did you know that exercise is a great way to improve your sleep? Some people feel that if you do it in the evening, then it will have a negative effect on your sleep. Well, that's not always true. Standard sleep advice says you shouldn't exercise moderately or vigorously within a few hours of bedtime. It's true that for most people, it's not a good idea to exercise right before bedtime. But surprisingly, most studies have found that early evening exercise does not impair sleep quality. One published study found that treadmill workouts starting at 6 p.m. were just as effective in improving sleep in middle-aged people with chronic insomnia as sessions done in the morning. Another study found that moderate aerobic exercise done at 8 p.m. helped promote sleep in young men who went to bed 2 to 3 hours later. Similarly, a study of older people published in the Sleep Journal found that activity, including low-impact aerobics done between 7 p.m. and 8:30 p.m., improved sleep as well as morning workouts did. No matter what, I think that we can realize that exercise has a lot of potentially sleep-enhancing effects on the body if done in the right way and at the right time. Even if you want to exercise right before you go to bed, you could do some basic strength training, stretches, or light aerobics like yoga or Pilates that could help you relieve stress and that you're not doing vigorously. It's not getting your heart rate up, and you can have good effects on your body. But understand that if you're doing exercise, vigorous exercise, or very, you know, cardiovascular exercises right before bed, it can raise your heart rate, your body temperature, and your alertness, which if they remain elevated, could interfere with sleep. But on the other hand, exercise can help reduce anxiety, which is a plus for sleep. Keep in mind the effects of exercise on sleep can vary from person to person and will depend not only on fitness level and sleep problems, but also the type, length, timing, and intensity of the workout. If you think evening exercise is interfering with your sleep, see if earlier workouts help. Personally, I love exercising in the morning because it helps me wake up, it rejuvenates me, and it gets me ready to start the day. Also, I just like the fact that throughout the day, I feel better because I've already gotten it out of the way. As we head towards holiday seasons, we need to be concerned about the amount of physical activity we're getting because we're probably eating more food. And if you're eating more food and you're not exercising, you're going to add on some of those extra pounds. And we never seem to lose them around the holidays. If you're struggling to eat better and maintain a healthy weight, we have some different programs that we're going to be doing over the next couple of months. One of them, which we will talk more about as we get closer to November, is we have a Facebook group. It is our 30 for 30 Walkaway Extension collaboration page. And it is a project that we have been doing with about 8 other states across the country to encourage people to get onto this Facebook group, to follow along, to learn different information from the daily posts, as well as for you to take a picture or a selfie or something like that of how you're being physically active for 30 minutes for 30 days so that we can walk away that weight and focus on our goal of getting 30 minutes of physical activity 30 days in a row. But if you are struggling to eat better and maintain a healthy weight, it could be that your kitchen may be sabotaging your efforts. Researchers have studied the food environment for years, looking at such factors as how advertising, packaging, and distraction makes people eat more. More recently, they have looked at how people store food, where in their homes they eat, what they look at when they eat, and a lot of other variables. So if there's a window in the kitchen overlooking a garden, maybe you're more inspired to eat produce. Do you have a healthy kitchen? For example, do you have a lot of healthy things around your kitchen? Do you have a bowl of fruit out and it's right there front and center and it's very accessible? When you open your fridge, what's one of the first things that you see? Do you see a lot of unhealthy, packaged, highly processed foods? Or do you see a lot of fruits and vegetables and good healthy things? just some different things to think about. You know, to avoid overeating, don't make the kitchen your hangout. Your kitchen chairs should be comfortable enough for sitting during a meal, but not so comfortable you just want to lounge in them all evening. Save your more comfortable chairs for a different room away from the kitchen where you can retire after meals. Better yet, take a walk after your meals. This is just Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with a North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.